Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on OM Times Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our On Times radio show. My name is Sarah Watt. I'm a Joy of Business facilitator, and I'm joined by another amazing Joy of Business facilitator, my good friend, Doris.
Hello.
Hi, Doris.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. My name is Doris Schachenhofer, and yes, I'm as well a Joy of Business facilitator.
Awesome.
What do we talk about today, Sarah?
Well, when we were leading up to this show, we were both kind of like, you know, what's up in our worlds at the moment and what's kind of going on for us. And I know for me, connecting with people and what Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, has been talking about a lot lately is this thing called engagement. So I was like, oh, let's do something around engagement. So we're calling the show The Power of Engagement. And who knows, you know, what that means for everyone else. But what is it for you, Doris? Like, what is engaging? What does that create for you? What does it mean to you? What is engaging?
Engaging is for me a being mm-hmm. with people, and it doesn't need to be a being with them in person. You know, for example, you live in Australia and I live in Austria. It sounds the same in a way that it is on the other side of the planet. But I can always be engaged with you and be in contact with you. And this is where it changed. With the information of being engaged with people, a lot of things changed for me. Before, it was a lot of doing. How do I need to, like, stay in contact with people? What do I need to do to stay in contact with people? And now it's more like, what can I be? Mm-hmm. To be in connection with people. And this is for me, this was for me a big game changer last year when this came up. And to use this for my business and for my relationships, just created a lot of freedom and ease.
Awesome.
What is it for you?
Well, I love what you were saying then as well. And I love how engaging with people actually changes what it is for me as well, because it's like, this thing for me where it can be anything in the moment and it changes a lot. And I loved what you said then about how we are on opposite sides of the world right now. Like, you're enjoying your morning, I'm enjoying my evening, and nothing like that ever stops our what we want to create in this world. So it's all of that. And for me as well, it's like what you said, being willing to be really super present with people and have your barriers down, and really engaging for me is having that place where you never separate from anyone. So whether that's over the phone or like we're doing now, creating this radio show for people, like, you know, someone might listen to this show in a month or a year's time or 5 years time. And in a way, there's going to still be that element of engagement that we have with those people on an energetic level. And even though if we've met them or we've never met the people that are listening to this, in a way we are engaging with them and what they're being and creating in the world too. So, and I love kind of the practical part of it too. The practical part of it is where I'm starting to play with a little bit more and actually talking to people too. So, you know, being willing to pick up the phone and call people, and also when my phone rings, to answer my phone and not allow whatever else is going in my life to distract me from that conversation, to be really present in the conversations I'm having with people when it's actually a verbal conversation, and be that place of no separation and willing to contribute to each other. So Yeah, it's such a big topic, and I'm so glad we're talking about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I love what you say. It's like, when your phone rings, do you pick up or not? Or how many excuses do you have that you cannot pick up right now? And this was also for me when I heard, when I got this question, like, oh, yes, I do not pick up every phone call that comes in because. Mm-hmm. And if I would put away my becauses, what is it that I could receive also in this moment, you know? Mm-hmm. It's also what am I willing to receive in this moment? What conversations am I willing to have? And where do I have a conclusion or any point of view what the phone call is about, you know? When we see a number or when we see a name, we are also always already concluding or thinking what it might be instead of asking, like picking up and saying, hi, what's up? This has also changed for me. And I've done it in the last 2 weeks. It's so funny that you are mentioning it. I've done it in the last two weeks when I see my phone ring to take it. And it was always a contribution, open something up. And I was like, okay, I will have a demand to myself to be the present and in the moment and have no point of view of what this will be, this phone call, instead of being in the moment of, hi.
Yep. I love that. Yeah. And it's that thing, exactly what you were saying, when you see the person's name come up when they call you, you go into some sort of like conclusionary world, or you have an expectation, or you see where it says no caller ID, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, so what are they hiding? Or is it someone, you know, doing some sort of telemarketing, rather than it just being, you know, who cares and what can you change in that conversation? And kind of what sort of really sparked this for me, because it's funny when you hear other people talking about things like this, conversation's been coming up in Access Consciousness now for, it's quite a new thing, but it's been around for maybe a month or two, or maybe a little bit longer. And I hear it and I know there's such something there. And then it's not until something happens for me where I'm like, oh, wow. Okay. So yeah, my phone rang when I was in the shower the other day and I heard it and I was like, oh, I'm not going to, you know, run out there. I'll go and check. And I saw who the person was. And it was that moment of like, I concluded that they would keep me on the phone for a long time and that they would talk a lot. And I was like, no, no. And I rung them. And this conversation truly gave me the energy of what that was. Like, this person was being totally vulnerable with me, sharing this thing that he had created and being himself totally. And I was like blown away by his way of engaging with me, showed me so much about like what that space was. And I hung up the phone and it changed, you know, it was one of those conversations where it wasn't life changing directly, but it literally changed so much in my world and so much in my life because of where this person came from. And they, to me, were being that energy of being engaging. So yeah, now I've kind of made that thing now where it's like, okay, so where can I go from here, you know? And it's like, what do you get? Like, what do you get having this new space could create for you? And, you know, do you have demands around this sort of stuff, like you said, with picking up your phone when it rings?
Yeah. And I had – yesterday I was on a team meeting where I was looking, okay, what can we create now for the company, for what we are looking for, you know, for what the team is, you know, what we are working on. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. then we were like, okay, how can we engage with more people? How can we get in contact also with new people? You know, the one thing is to be in connection and in engagement with people that you know or with clients that you know, but also getting in contact with more people. And mm-hmm. then I thought for myself, how little I use all the platforms that are there. Like, you know, the whole mm-hmm. social media platforms that we have, you are mm-hmm. friends with so many people, but on the other hand, we don't know, like, I don't know all the people I'm friends with, you know, mm-hmm. for example, on mm-hmm. Facebook. And I was wondering, how much can I have conversations with them? And not only messaging them, so really like being also perhaps crazy or trying something new yesterday, and I was started today. This is so funny that we have this conversation right now. Mm-hmm. I'm in so many groups on Facebook, for example. I'm in so many, on so many pages and my own to really, start conversations, like to say, who wants to have a 20 minutes conversation with me right now or today and see who shows up, and then having mm-hmm. conversations with them and seeing mm-hmm. where it leads. And mm-hmm. sometimes I also get it's to step out of our comfort zone of, mm-hmm. and also what we think what engaging and being in connection with people means, or what they might want from us or need from us, or as you said, how much time they will take from your day instead of mm-hmm. what could it add to my life? What could it contribute to my life? What could I receive yep. with, opening up to people, to conversations.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. And it's that thing as well, what you were talking about with being on meetings. I mean, I do a lot of meetings in the jobs and the roles that we work in. And so often I won't have that 100% presence in that meeting. I'll be like, oh, okay, it's this meeting, so I can also answer a couple of emails, or because it's this whole time thing as well, which maybe like we're about to come up to our first little break segment soon, and maybe we can talk about that a little bit after the break too, but where time becomes more important than what can actually be created, and how much for me personally I've created time as something that holds value over what and how I create with other people. So, but yeah, I just get so much around engagement, there being this level of presence that's required. That's something that I'm really stepping into and choosing as well. And whatever capacity that is, like even right now with being present with you, but also with all of the people out in the world that are going to listen to this radio show eventually, and having that place with them where even though they may hear it any time in the future, that there is still a level of engagement and connection between me and them as well, which is just this totally new place for me. And it's so exciting to know it's available and to start playing in this space that I've never really been willing to play in before. So, yeah. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So, yeah. And it's so new too. It feels like I've known it was always there, like so many things in access. We have this awareness that it's real and that it's true, and the tools of access consciousness just seems for me to be that, the thing that I've never been able to put into words before being put into words in a way, or having some sort of, I don't know, something that I can use to bring it into existence. So I'm very excited about this conversation.
Yeah, me too. And it has a nurturing place. Are we at the break?
Coming up very soon, I think. The music will come on and we can break, but yeah.
That's the fun thing as well in such radio shows, you know. It's also being present here. And
here we go. Our first break. We'll see you soon, everyone, on Times Radio with Doris and Sarah.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to our On Time radio show with Sarah and Doris. And we were talking about time, Sarah, about when you are on a meeting, that we think that when we do 10 things on the same time, that we are more productive. And a lot of times we are really able to do that. It's not about saying do one thing after another, because we are so great on doing a lot of things at the same time. And also being present where it requires your presence in the moment with everyone and everything that's going on there, so that from, for example, with a meeting, what you mentioned, you can be as productive with everything you have been in that moment. Mm-hmm. Is it in a way understandable?
Yes. And for me, big time. And that for me kind of really made me aware of something else, where I can actually be doing more than one thing at a time on a meeting if I'm willing to be present in that meeting at the same time and not actually use those other things as a distraction from the meeting. Or what else came up for me then when you were talking was, you know, how much in this reality and from a child we're taught that this thing is, time is precious. Like, how often do people say, you know, things like, oh, I don't have the time, or time is so precious, or time is of the essence. Like, there's all these sayings that we have from a young age that really put time as this, first of all, a linear construct that is true and real, but also something that we should hold above our own awareness and what we, A, desire to create, and B, know is possible to create too. So, yeah, that's totally it, where I can be on a meeting and also if a Skype pops up, I can quickly answer it while I'm still very present with whatever's going on that meeting as well. But it's when I do that thing of like, I'm on this meeting, but I'm so busy, so I'm going to use the time to do something else, that I actually get nothing out of it. I get nothing from the meeting, and I also get nothing from what I'm creating elsewhere, because I'm not present with either of my projects. And for me, when I make time, this power that it has over me, that's when things don't really work so well for me. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, I the founder of Access Consciousness, Gary Douglas, he had a call series. It's called Business Time. And I was listening to this in the last days. And one of the things he said there was, are you listening to everything that is around you? Or how many things would someone say, and you would like ask, what did you say? It's like, would you be willing to be there present to listen also to the spoken words and to the unspoken words, and to listen to people? And when he said that, I was like, oh, how much more could I have the demand to myself of listen to spoken and unspoken words? And this is all information that you can use for your life, for your business, for your creation. And we often miss out because and for example, if there is a conversation going on that you are not that interested in, then we would say, oh yeah, talk, yeah. and we would not yeah. listen, but then we would also miss out on the parts that would be like interesting, important, a good, great something for, mm-hmm. And it's sometimes also with being with people. It's also the engagement of not giving the people the sense of you're not valuable, what you're saying is wrong or not interesting. It's more like, hi, I'm here. Yeah. And this was a big thing for me where I'm like, okay, how much more can I be present and listen to what's going on around me? We sometimes being overwhelmed, you know, mm-hmm. When he said it, it was like, oh, where would I go in this overwhelming state of I cannot receive all of this. I cannot, mm-hmm. you know, take all it
yep.
instead of
yep.
Engagement goes also beyond this. It's not a doing. It's like, am I willing to be here and have it all?
Yep. Yep. And the other thing as well that came up then was how often is a conversation a true conversation? Engagement to me also very much matches the energy of what conversation should be. It's almost like this simultaneity of something being gifted and received at the same time where, as you said, like you're actually present with the person of what they are saying, what they aren't saying, what's going on around you, you know, even like the noises and things like the subtle sounds and shifts that are going on around mm-hmm. as well. And I've found so much in my life that conversation has become this thing where you're basically just trying to get a point across. It's this place where a lot of the time, if you're having quote unquote what most people call a conversation with someone, you're basically just waiting for them to stop talking so that you can so you can either agree with what they're saying, disagree with what they're saying, or wait for them to shut the hell up so you can start talking about whatever it is that you want to say. Like, and even yeah. myself, I've found that as well, where this place where we use conversation as a way to be right or to not be wrong. And really now stepping into this space of kind of in a way making it a lot about the other person and making it about, for me, engagement's almost in a way as well about, I don't know really how to put it in words, but almost really having this place where you are in total allowance of everything the other person's saying to a level where they feel like they could really just say anything to you and you would be totally present with what they were saying. And that creates a space where rather than them trying to get it right or tell you what they think you want to hear, that they could actually tell you things that you know, they may have never intended to tell you as well, because you begin to create this space yeah. where people get so comfortable that the real conversation begins, I guess, in a way. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That's so true. And where it's like coming from an interest, you know, a curiosity mm-hmm. of what other people know. Because yep. if we come from this, I have something important to say,
yeah.
and it we don't need to invalidate ourselves to say, no, we don't have something important to say or something that's really amazing. And at the moment where we get to, I have to bring on my important stuff, we miss out what other people could add to it. And this is where I so love the coming from a conversation of, what do you know here?
Yeah.
What is your input here? Yeah. How is it for you?
Yeah.
And this changed a lot for me. I had once a conversation, not in person, it was on a messenger for a long time with a guy. And I would use this, be interested, not interesting. And after weeks, once he really wrote me back and said, you never answer my questions. And I looked back on the whole conversation and got out. That's so true, because when he asked me something, I would ask back, how is it for you? And then he told me much about his life. And it was really interesting to see. And it was a fun conversation for me. And of course, people also want to know something about you. And it took weeks to him also took weeks to get that I've never answered anything, and he also enjoyed the conversation because I was curious about what's going on in his life.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, how often does that happen, especially between a woman and a man? I mean, usually it's the woman that does all of the talking. Like, in a lot of situations, it's that we and the men just kind of go, yep, I mean, to have that place where, you know, and that's another tool of access consciousness that Gary Douglas talks a lot about, is this be interested, not interesting. Like, how many people are just so, oh, you know, and I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and they're so caught up in proving something and having you validate them through how interesting they are. How often, again, does someone get to engage in a conversation where the person that they're conversing with is totally interested in them, where it's this place where everything is a question, everything is about them in a way? And, yeah, I get that, how much that is a huge contribution for people, and, you know, what it creates for them to start being in a space where true conversation is available. So, yeah, I think that's just so amazing. And, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, as being a woman, I also get that I would fulfill the space with talking. If before I had the tools, I really looked at this in some of my sessions that I did in workshops. I'm like, I do get that I talk, although I don't want to talk, but I try to talk, and I was then wondering, what is this? And then I got, I feel the space of that other people are not uncomfortable with the silence, for example, or for the space to opening up for something else, you know, because also having a moment of saying nothing, a lot of is said at the same time, because we are not only talking with our words. It's like the whole time conversations are going on, and sometimes we would not listen to the non-spoken words that only can be heard if we also shut up sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Give the space of this. And this changed a lot for me, and also looking at how people functioning with their way of conversation. As you said, it's so beautiful with this man and woman, where you're functioning from. And when I looked at where do I function from, I can talk a lot. But at the same time, I have also eased to shut up and not have the need to talk. And this was so nurturing and healing for me. And it was also a release for me and my body to also look at, is it me talking, or is it feeling a need, you know? We have a break again. This is so fun.
Yes. Hello. We'll see you soon, everyone. On Plus Radio. Joy of Business. Woohoo!
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM-FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM-FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check up your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
So welcome back, everyone. You are on Om Times Radio with 2JCF, which is a Joy of Business Certified Facilitator. My name is Sarah.
My name is Doris.
And we've been having no fun
from Australia and Austria.
I know, right? We're like similar but different. One's cold, one's hot, one's morning, one's night. Yes, we're having no fun at all today talking to everyone about engaging and the power of engagement, and just Doris and I have talked about some cool stuff that's kind of popped up in our worlds recently, and where it's really become quite clear that there's a whole nother level to this thing that we've seen as conversation or talking to people or communicating or the things that they call it in this reality, and how actually there's a whole lot of stuff going on when we choose to really engage with people and be willing to be that space of presence and vulnerability. So what do you want to talk about next, Doris? Should we talk about what, business or relationships? Or,
yeah, I would look at how to engage within business. And, you know, what I would like to add as well is the conversation about being involved and being engaged. Often we think we can only be with people when we are involved, you know, involved in their life, involved in mm-hmm. a relationship with them, involved in what's going on in their daily life, you know. And this is not necessary. Like also when you have a company and you're leading like a big team, or a whole company with lots of teams, you might not be able to be involved in every person's life. And it's a lot of work to be involved in everything, mm-hmm. but you can be engaged with everyone. Mm-hmm. And this was really cool for me, this information of looking, where do I look at being involved with everyone instead of being engaged? And where do I think I need to know people to be able to have a connection with them and to be willing to contribute to them and also be willing to receive from everyone? It's also a thing of what you said, gifting and receiving on a totally different level, I would say. And this creates something totally different in business, you know, with everyone that you work with or create with, to lower your barriers and to, it's like it seems so energetic and you know, airy-fairy, but it's really a pragmatic tool of creating something different. And if you're out there and you have people working with, and sometimes you think something is missing or you don't have this relationship with each other that you can get the most out of your creation together, you might want to look at starting to engage with these people. And it's an ask that you can make. So being in the moment of now, I'm looking for the English word of, how is it for you? Just, I will look up a word that's important for me.
Yeah.
And I listen to you in the meantime.
And thank you so much for bringing that up with involvement and engagement. That is just, yes. For my whole life, I've worked before I started working full-time for Access Consciousness and Joy of Business and doing this sort of work. And even when I did start doing this sort of work, but I clearly remember in my previous lifetime, I like to say, when I managed businesses and I had teams of people working for me, that I always made a point of needing to be friends with everyone that worked for me, because I got that that would be the way to keep everyone happy. And it never worked. It worked, but it created so much work for me. And now with this tool, which is also something quite new in Access Consciousness coming out around involvement or engaging, just makes so much sense about this. And the other piece I wanted to say quickly was where you said, you know, about this thing, this kind of airy-fairy thing where we're playing with the energy. Again, like I would have said the same thing. But please, guys, if you're listening to this, if you see this come up, you'll know when this happens, you'll feel a shift. Ask the question, am I trying to involve myself with this person or engage with this person? And if you get more of a lightness that you are going down that kind of pathway of wanting to be involved in whatever they're choosing or whatever they're creating or trying to fix it, what if you just asked a question like, what would it take for me to actually engage here and not be involved? Or even just be willing to begin with, like with this stuff, the other thing I've found is just the willingness to be aware of it will start to change things, because once you're aware of things, you can't change something if you're not aware of it, you know. Once you're willing to be aware of things, mm-hmm. is when you can actually start asking questions and get to that place of changing things. So, yeah, if you guys are listening, start to play with it in the conversations you have, especially in business, because so many people are really looking for validation and looking for that place for someone to either make them right or to make them wrong. And what if you could just be engaging with whatever they have going on in their life without having to actually get yourself involved at all? So, yes, did you find your word that you were looking for?
Yeah, it's I hope I can pronounce it right, but it's tentacle, you know, where you reach out like with all your tentacles you have to all the people. And this is in a way for me engaging, to be with everyone and reach out on an energetic level to everyone. Yeah. And if I want to visualize it, I would have all these tentacles going out to all the people and being with them. And I also started it when I'm in a class. For example, last weekend I was participating in a class. So I could sit there and say, I don't have the time to have a conversation with each and every one. And that might be true as well, because we sit in a class and at the end of the day, I will not have the possibility to have 200 conversations. But I can engage with each and everyone at the time being with them in class. And this is what changed a lot for me and is so beautiful, that I can sit there and reach out to everyone in class and be with them, and then can choose also to look at what conversations also come up afterwards or whenever, you know, and so that also in the future, getting in contact with each other, it's much easier after you have engaged and have had this presence with a person around you.
Yeah, and the other thing Well, just really super quickly, with that involvement and engagement thing, like that description you gave then about it being total engagement, like how is it as well when you're being involved with someone, like you're involving yourself in this conversation or whatever's going on, it's almost like nothing else exists. Like you don't have that place where you can energetically reach out to 5, 10, 50, 100, or as you play with it, maybe 500 other people, whilst you're also being super present with this one person that you are actually having a verbal conversation with. Like the difference there, that of even what is created when you step out of involvement, because involvement to me is like having, you know, the blinders on, like the horses in the races where they've got to have those things over their eyes so they can't see anything else. It's like you have this total fixation on what's happening with this one person. So whether that's an employee or your partner or a family member, when you get to that place of being involved in whatever they've got going on, it's almost like your energetic capacities to engage with anything else start to really diminish. And the other thing, just super quickly about that as well, is you can be it's almost, because then it starts to sound like, but if I'm not involved, I'm not, you know, it's selfish, or I'm not giving that person everything, you know, they require of me at the time. Or it's almost like it sounds like you're not being present with them. But in actual fact, it creates a space where they can start to get out of whatever their fixed points of view are, or the trauma and drama that they're in, or whatever it is that's going on, because you're not aligning and agreeing with what they're saying. You're creating a space energetically where, you know, things have the space to move and change. So yeah, it's amazing.
So yeah, so we do a lot of one of our main tools, if we can say we have main tools, because all the tools are so such a gift, but it's asking questions. So one of the questions you can ask is, what energy, space, and consciousness can I do to engage rather than be involved? And everything that doesn't allow that time to cotillion will destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good and bad, put and pog, or nine shots, boys and beyond. And I guess if you have listened to more of these radio shows, you know that this is the clearing statement that you can find out more on theclearingstatement.com, where they explain what it means. And it's just another tool of changing points of views that you're stuck with to something that is functioning for you and working for you. And another question that I want to bring in here is, what have you decided you need to hold on to at all costs that is keeping you to create the life you'd like to live? What have you decided you need to hold on to at all costs that is keeping you to create the life you're living? Everything that is time to tell me, please destroy and ungrade it all. Right, wrong, good and bad, put and pog, or nine shots, boys and beyonds. Like, what are you holding on to instead of just changing it up and say, okay, what else is possible here? And even if it seems like a big conversation about engaging, what if it doesn't need to be? It's just the choice of, okay, I will, like you said, it's so beautiful before, am I involving here or am I engaging here? What else is possible if I, what engagement can I be today that I haven't considered before?
Yeah, that's amazing.
So
and I think like
engagement,
Yeah, I was just going to say, with that, with people listening, like some people may really be keeping up with this and being like, yes, 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 I get it, I get it, I get it. And for those that are listening and kind of like, oh my God, like what you were just saying, where do I start? Please just ask that question. Like, just be willing to, because the power of a question is what will actually give the space to change anything. So the minute you're willing to go, okay, like, hey, I want to change this. Or even if you don't, even if you just want to play with it and see what the hell shows up, like, who knows, you might create something really fun or a little bit of magic. Or like, what if you were just willing to ask a question and see what shows up, and not look for an outcome, not expect an outcome, not be vested in what's going to happen, but just be willing to be present and ask that question. So we're at a break again. Can you believe how time flies by when you're having fun? See you soon, everyone.
See you soon.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello back to this beautiful conversation with my friend Sarah and myself. My name is Doris. About the power of engagement. In the break, I heard Simone Millis is saying, what do you hate about business? And this is something where when I look out and it comes to business, I don't see a lot of people like having this joy of business, this enthusiasm of, oh, it's Monday. Yes, let's create something. And what we have talked also today is how much do we think we have to figure out things? You know, we start things when we thought about it and have figured it out. And also with engagement, as we said before the break, please start, just start. You don't have to have it figured out. I would say I don't have it figured out. And I would also say for Sarah, and it's not where we're functioning from. We function from what else is possible here. What conversations can we have? What, what new input can we have? And the target, if I look at what the target is for me, it's like having ease and joy and fun in my life, including my business. And yep. This is what Joy of Business is about. And this is what I love, to get together with people or in my classes or facilitating people and look at what is fun for you. What do you think business should be for you? And what do you think? Like also with this involving and engagement, if I look at it involving, it's just the energy is hard work and really exhausting. But if I look at it, engagement, it's like I can relax and breathe and it's just so much easier. So no need to figure it out, but the total invitation of being in the question and creating the joy for your life and living, including your business, to look what works for you. And yeah.
And for me, like creating from the past, like basically anywhere that I go to, I'm going to create this based on something that did work in the past, something that didn't work in the past, something I said I was going to do or I made a commitment to. That now is becoming so prevalent in my world that it really doesn't work. And I'm truly getting to this space. And, you know, it's something every day that it's not like all of a sudden you wake up one day, guys, and this is all just a magic wand being waved over in your life. I mean, I've been practicing these tools for quite a lot of years, and it's still this space where every day I have this level of question in my world and curiosity, and also like a tenacity to really want to change the things that come up and that I get aren't working in my life. And Brendan Watt facilitates a lot of Choice of Possibilities classes, which is another Access Consciousness class, and he talks a lot about waking up every day. And the first thing you really look at is, you know, who am I today? Like just that question of like, who am I today? Because it totally takes you out of this space of waking up in the morning and being like, okay, you know, it's this time, it's time to do this, it's time to do that, I need to get up. Like, but really getting to that space right from the beginning of your day, at looking at if I could be or do anything today, what would I choose and what would I create? And what if you played with that with your business as well? Like, I know for myself, any business that I've ever worked in or any business that I've created myself or I've contributed to, that business is like a life force of its own. It has an energy of its own. Some people might say a personality, or like there's this thing where if you tap into your business as well and ask your business, like, who are you today, business? Like, what do you desire to create in the world just today? Like, not even, you know, looking at the future as well, but if you could be with your business in that place, and what if this engagement conversation was also where you were willing to engage with your business to that level where you really had, you know, engagement, I guess it's that word, conversation, engagement with your business about asking your business some questions too. So, yeah.
Totally. And, you know, when I listen to you right now, I started smiling and it, like, this joy came up in my body. And I just wanted to tell you out there, if you listen to this, if this happens for you, if you listen to this conversation, then there is something true for you in that. And, it's this invitation of also looking at what does, when I listen to something like that, what does it create for me? And then not avoiding it and more like, okay, cool. Maybe it's so new for me, but I'll have that. I will start playing with this for me and asking these questions. And that is like a sign for me. When my body starts smiling big when I listen to someone, it's like, oh, and how much more of that can I include in my life and add to my life and have and be more of that?
Yeah.
And I love that you started. And you see, we are almost at the end of our show, and it goes on and goes on what we can talk about. So cool. So I'm so looking forward to have more of these conversations, and also with you out there, if you're interested to have these conversations. We have all these amazing Joy of Business facilitators around the world that are doing classes online and live. One-day classes, three-day classes, and me and Sarah as well. Where do you go, Sarah? Mm-hmm. What's coming up for you? Where do you travel?
I'm about to head off on a very big trip at the moment, actually. I'll be away from home for probably about 8 or 9 weeks, traveling on, working on different access classes. But during that time, I also, I've also squeezed in a couple of things for myself. So I'll be doing a Joy of Business intro, which is called Getting Out of Your Own Way in Business and Money. And that will be on night one of Simone's Choice of Possibilities class, Simone Millicis, in Lyon in France. I think it's the 2nd of March on the evening, and it's on audio live too. And then I'm going to do a foundation when I come home as well, which is one of the sort of core classes of Access Consciousness in Adelaide. So you would need to be in Adelaide for that one. But as Doris was saying, you know, the cool thing about this stuff is it's all over the world now. So all you really need to do is look into it and find it. And I know for both of us, it's what we really enjoy doing. Like for me, facilitating classes and having conversations like this is so cool for me. So yeah, you can look me up on Facebook. I'm just designing my website actually, so I'll have that going soon as well. But please, if there's anything in this conversation that is light for you, feel free to contact me at any time and look me up. I'm on the Access Consciousness website, accessconsciousness.com/Sarah Watt. And what about you, Doris? Where are you heading and how do people get hold of you?
I also travel around in Europe. I will have a class in 2 weeks in Vienna in German. And then I will have also in Lyon a one-day class, Money and Business. And I will do another class in the Netherlands only for women. I have to say this time, I was asked to a special class for having ease in business for women. And let's see what conversations we will have there. And I will have a 3-day class in the Netherlands in May coming up, and a lot of other classes in between with different topics. And you can find me as well under my name, Doris Schachenhofer, on Facebook and Instagram. And my website is also built right now at the moment, so I'm really curious about our new creations and babies that get born right now. So that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Cool. So cool.
And If you guys want to know more about Access Joy of Business, you can go to accessjoyofbusiness.com or accessconsciousness.com, which is kind of where all of this conversation that we've had has been born from, is the tools of Access Consciousness and the tools of Joy of Business. So if there's any part of this that's been super fun and super light for you, please go ahead and find out more and look up a facilitator in your area, or look up the bars and get your bars run. Because, this stuff is amazing, and it's changing the world from that's my interesting point of view anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm super grateful, Doris, that you asked the question to have this show with me, and this engagement that we've just had with each other has been phenomenal, and I'm grateful to get to contribute and create amazing things in this world with amazing people like you.
Thank you so much. Me too. This is amazing. And I just wanted also to add, if you have friends that don't speak English or German, we really have people around the world in so many countries. And when you talked now and said, I'm like, I'm so happy that it's growing and growing. And these tools are pragmatic. Like, these are really pragmatic tools. They are easy. They are effective. It's not hard work. It's a thing to be on it, I have to say. It's like, it's not hard work, but it requires you to be on it every day. And this is a demand that you make for yourself to say, okay, I would like to have a life filled with ease and a growing life and business. Then it requires something, but it doesn't need to be this exhausting thing where you, after years or months, you are out of energy or whatever. Like, as you see a lot of people that put everything in their business, and then on one point they they call it burnout or something. So there are so many things where you can look at this for you to have your joy of business, to create the life you're asking for, and that you don't need to go into this place of suffering or fighting as well.
Oh my God, we're at the end. Thank you, Doris.
Oh my God, thank you, Sarah.
The new summer in the world.
Bye.
Bye-bye.